Another beautiful day in the Blue Water area. Lots of sunshine. Should be warming up nicely to about 70 for the high today. We'll take another look at the weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Next month, there is going to be a statewide gathering of runners for a 5K. And before you recoil at the thought of all those people getting together, it's a virtual 5K put on by the YMCA of the Blue Water area and otherwise as well. Joining us right now, the Vice President of Social Responsibility at the YMCA of the Blue Water area, Liz Sawelski. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Love this idea. Fantastic. Let's talk. We're going to talk a little bit more about the 5K and how that's all going to work. I just want to talk about what's been going on with the Y in the last couple of months. So many people are missing getting together at the Y, but you've been doing your best to keep people together virtually, haven't you?
We have, Paul. You know, it's been tough. We definitely miss our members and our kids and our parents and really everybody, but although our doors are closed, we definitely are busy behind the scenes and out in the community. We are offering essential child care. We had a blood drive just last week. We've had a couple food distributions that we've partnered with the Eastern Michigan Food Bank and Blue Water Community Action. And so, yes, we've been very busy, as well as doing virtual classes online, and there's lots and lots of resources that people can tap into from our website. So we are definitely trying to keep in touch and keep connected to the community and our YMCA supporters.
I mean, ordinarily, this would be the time of year we'd be talking about summer programs and summer camps and things for kids to do. I mean, you're keeping kids connected too, aren't you?
We are. We do have some youth programming and some virtual things that they can do. Our youth director is doing some virtual classes to kind of bring those kids back together. A lot of the kids miss each other, and so we've had an opportunity, even in our childcare, to do some Zoom classes. I know there was one just the other day with a teacher and 14 four-year-olds, so that was quite interesting to have a Zoom call like that. But yes, we do have some programming and some resources as well on our website. So
The Y is participating in a statewide virtual 5K next month. I think it's a great idea. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's called My Y Our Y 2020 Virtual 5K. And it really came about as, you know, we've been going through the pandemic, and most, you know, all Ys across Michigan have been closed. The facilities have been closed. We've still gotten together and have been communicating and really, you know, learning from each other. And from that, we decided what a better way to kind of come together and support each other and support the communities across Michigan, but to have a virtual run. And so if you register, registration is open right now. It's open until June 15th. And actually, if you register by May 31st, you are guaranteed a t-shirt and a medal. But when you register, you can pick the YMCA that you're associated with. There's actually 27 independent Ys across the state of Michigan in 69 locations. So some of those Ys have branches. Our local Y is just an independent Y. But so there's quite a few Ys stretching across Michigan. And, you know, all of us are doing our part during this time and serving meals and offering opportunities for virtual exercise and things like that. And so when you go on the website, you'll pick the YMCA that you're supporting, and all those dollars will help us continue to support the community right now and in the future.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, it doesn't replace having a 5K or an event where you can get people from our community all together doing the same thing at the same time. However, this is kind of a neat way to connect with YMCAs all across the state of Michigan.
It is. It's a great opportunity to kind of realize that, you know, there are so many Ys supporting communities across the state of Michigan and helping strengthen our communities. And so, you know, we work together across the state in various different platforms, and we have state partnerships. But this is a great opportunity for, people to come out and kind of support their local Y. in a virtual way. And obviously we'd love to have, you know, everybody come out together and do that. But a virtual one is a great way. You can do it, you know, you can walk your backyard, you can run throughout your neighborhood or on your local trail and still get involved. And like I said, everybody that registers by May 31st will get a t-shirt and a medal, and the t-shirt's a fun Michigan-themed YMCA shirt, and so that's just a fun little perk to help continue to support the Y.
And then the actual race, how do you do that if you're not on your mark, get set, go all at once? How does that work exactly?
Yeah, well, in most virtual races, you have a time period that you can complete the race, and ours isn't very, you know, you don't have to record your time back or let us know exactly what your time was. But it's just kind of between, we're suggesting between June 15th and June 30th, you run that 5K. And when you do, you can post your pictures on your social media and use hashtag MIYMCA, Michigan YMCA, on social media and kind of share with everybody your efforts in supporting the local Y.
And you can register for that on the Blue Water YMCA website?
Yep, you can find all the information about the virtual run. It's going to pop you over to a registration site, but you can find everything on our homepage at bluewateryMCA.com.
Fantastic. Liz, great talking to you. Appreciate the information. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Liz Salewski at the YMCA, which obviously you can't go to the Y, but you can connect with the Y. BlueWaterYMCA.com, the website, and find out all about the My Y, Our Y virtual 5K scheduled for next month. Get registered for that.